It's Wednesday, July 13th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Police in Sudan arrested 4 Christians last month for leaving Islam, reports the Christian Post. Authorities released the Christians on bail last week. It's the second time the group of believers has faced arrest. Police also confiscated their Bibles and a sound system from their church. Even though the country's transitional government decriminalized leaving Islam in 2020, many current statutes are based on Islamic law. Sudan's Islamic dictatorship under Omar al-Bashir ended in 2019. However, state-sponsored persecution is returning since a military coup last year. Sudan is ranked 13th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. A report from the United Nations estimates that the world's population will reach 8 billion by November this year. Asia and Africa contributed the most to population growth in the last decade. India is expected to become the most populous country by next year, surpassing China. The world population is expected to reach 9.7 billion people by 2050, with most of the growth coming from the countries in Asia and Africa. The Church of England acknowledged it has no official definition of a woman. A member of the Church's General Synod had asked, quote, "What is the Church of England's definition of a woman?" End quote. In response, the Church's bishop in Europe stated that the Church of England has, quote, "no official definition," end quote, and that there are now, quote, "complexities associated with gender identity," end quote. Meanwhile, in the U.S., a new Pew Research study found that a growing number of Americans believe sex is determined at birth. 60% of respondents said sex is biologically determined at birth, up from 54% in 2017. Protestants were the most likely to say sex is determined at birth, while atheists and agnostics were the least likely. However, anyone who has looked at an ultrasound image of the child in the womb knows that God has determined the sex of the child long before 9 months gestation. Mark 10, verse 6 says, "From the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female." More churches and pro-life groups are facing attacks since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last month. Over the weekend, 3 churches in Maryland were set on fire or vandalized. The 3 churches are within miles of each other, and authorities suspect the attacks are connected. Meanwhile, a pro-life office in Ohio was vandalized for a second time. In recent months, pro-abortion activists with Jane's Revenge and Ruth Sent Us have been calling for the targeting of churches and pro-life centers. Ruth Sent Us is named after the late pro-abortion justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Jane's Revenge is named after the Jane's Collective of pro-abortion activists in Chicago prior to 1973, who helped mothers kill their babies through abortion. The Biden administration is not wasting any time in promoting the murder of unborn babies. Last week, President Joe Biden signed an executive order to expand abortion access in response to multiple states banning abortions. And on Monday, the Department of Health and Human Services told hospitals that they must perform abortions in so-called emergency situations. The Biden administration claimed federal law superseded state law in, quote, "emergency," end quote, situations. Meanwhile, a California pro-abortion doctor is trying to raise $20 million for a floating abortion mill in federal waters in the Gulf of Mexico. The death ship would perform abortions for women in southern states where abortion bans are going into effect, including Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. Isaiah 59, verse 7 says, "Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths." And finally, NASA released the first full-color images from the James Webb Space Telescope yesterday. The space telescope underwent testing for the last 6 months and is seen as the successor of the Hubble Space Telescope. One of the images reveals the deepest and sharpest infrared view of the distant universe to date. The picture covers a sliver of the sky, about the size of a grain of sand held at arm's length. But just in that little patch, the telescope captured thousands of galaxies. See the stunning images for yourself through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Psalm 19, verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, July 13th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.